BBC News with Jerry Smith. A van has ploughed at high speed into a crowded Christmas market in the French city of Nantes, injuring at least six people, some of them seriously. It's the third such assault in France in recent days. Lucy Williamson reports.
Local reports suggest the driver of the van may have shouted Allahu Akbar or God is great before reversing into crowds of shoppers and then stabbing himself nine times, according to French media. He's currently in a serious condition. On Saturday, a man was shot dead after stabbing police officers near the central city of Tours. A day later, another driver ploughed into pedestrians in Dijon, injuring 13 people. The series of attacks have left France baffled. None of the three men has so far been found to have any radical religious links, but there's real anxiety here about the number of French citizens drawn to violent Islamist groups and the risk they could pose at home.
Pope Francis has used his Christmas speech to cardinals, bishops and priests to make a scathing attack on the Vatican's bureaucratic machine. The Pope told assembled clergy that the Curia was riddled with what he called existential schizophrenia, social exhibitionism and spiritual Alzheimer's. Our religious affairs correspondent Caroline Wyatt says there's a sense of shock at his words.
This is very, very strong stuff. There was absolute silence at the end of his speech, perhaps a little tepid applause as well. People will be quite shocked by the strength of the words that he's used, and I think that is a sense of frustration boiling over. And it is said that the previous Pope had also struggled to try to reform it. This is a place where people have been in their position for decades, where even retired cardinals, archbishops still retain influence and power, and trying to change that is proving perhaps a much harder thing to do than he had thought.
Police in Italy say they've arrested 14 people after uncovering a neo-fascist plot to kill politicians and attack public buildings over the Christmas period. Dozens of others are under investigation. Wiretaps are said to have shown the militants were planning to kill several politicians in a single attack. Construction of a new canal linking the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans has begun in Nicaragua. The waterway will be deeper and wider than the Panama Canal and should be ready within 5 years. Arturo Wallace reports from Managua.
It has been billed as the largest engineering project in the history of the region and will cost an estimated $50 billion. The groundbreaking opening ceremony for the Nicaraguan Grand Canal is taking place a year and a half after it was first awarded to a Hong Kong-based international consortium. However, the construction of this waterway is proving to be a controversial issue in Nicaragua. The government claims the project will lift the country out of poverty, but many fear the negative environmental impacts and doubt the economic benefits.
News from the BBC. Experts say North Korea is experiencing an almost unprecedented internet outage, with some saying its online access is totally down. The reports come after Washington said it would launch a proportional response to a cyber attack on Sony Pictures, the US company that made a comedy film about the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Washington blamed Pyongyang for the attack, which led Sony to halt the release of the film. The White House has declined to comment on any US involvement in the current internet outage. At least 27 people have been killed in separate bomb blasts in Nigeria. The Red Cross said an explosive device was planted near a bus as passengers were boarding it in the northeastern city of Gombe, killing at least 20 people. Hours later, an explosion shook a busy market in Bauchi, the capital of the neighbouring state. A witness told the BBC he counted seven bodies and that others had already been taken away to mortuaries. The mayor of New York, Bill de Blasio, has called for public protests over police tactics towards black suspects to be suspended until after the funerals of two policemen shot dead last Saturday. Speaking at a police charity, he said it was a time to put debate aside and to support the grieving families of the two officers. Some elements in New York's police force have strongly criticised Mr. de Blasio. The English rock and blues singer Joe Cocker has died at the age of 70 at his home in Colorado in the United States. Joe Cocker rose to fame in the 1960s and was best known for his cover version of the Beatles song With a Little Help from My Friends.
Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song. I will try not to sing out of key. Oh, baby, have you back?
The late Joe Cocker. And that's the news from BBC World News.